I find that I'm passionately
leaving. Well, hello, everyone. I'm reasonably excited about one little development in British politics. I say British politics, and I say development. Essentially, Jeremy Clarkson is getting more and more vocal in his criticism of the Labour government, and it's related to the farm that he's bought on his hit TV show, Clarkson's Farm. Now, before I get into this story, I think it's worth saying that Jeremy Clarkson has become really a very culturally significant person over the past few years. I mean, he was always popular. But now, in the current year, 2024, I can't think of anyone who's even remotely as wildly popular as Jeremy Clarkson. I mean, these images that you're seeing are from his years on Top Gear and the show he had with Amazon, the Grand Tour. But now he's got Clarkson's Farm, which is an even bigger hit. I mean, it's just everybody's watching this show. And he has become, you know, leftists always have this claim that Stephen Fry is a national treasure and all of that. Now, that may have been true once upon a time, but whatever goodwill Stephen Fry had with the public, I think he's lost by being a kind of sneering globalist elitist. He's kind of signaled that he's with them and not with us. Clarkson's always done the opposite. He's signaled that he's with us and not with them. And he's pretty much the only person in the public eye who is pretty much untouchable. I mean, they've tried to cancel him a number of times already. But seriously, the popularity of Clarkson is ridiculous. I should know, because my number one video of all time is still, even to this day, Jeremy Clarkson was right about Sadiq Khan. I mean, you run that back in 2019, wherever it was, your printing views on it's like a license to clicks back then. Unfortunately, Khan has kind of lost his luster. Clarkson has not, though. And when he started making these comments, which are pretty hardcore, I'll read them in a second, a lot of people suddenly got quite excited. And I set out this tweet tagging in my buddy Sargon of Akkad, which kind of, you know, got a couple of thousand likes on Twitter, saying that Jeremy Clarkson should run. Jeremy Clarkson should get involved in politics properly. And he's going to go on this protest with the farmers in the next week or so. And this has the potential to become a political earthquake in this country. The farmers are not a group that the government wants to take on. I think the Dutch have shown us that. I think various farmer groups have shown that in different places. You don't want to go to war with this group. And if Clarkson becomes their figurehead, his popularity is just, I mean, as I said, he is pretty much the only celebrity on this kind of level at the moment. Nobody cares. We've just seen in the American election, nobody cares anymore about Hollywood celebrities or people like Beyonce or even Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift actually lost Kamala Harris votes. Clarkson is not a figure like that. People have that same parasocial relationship with Clarkson. They feel like they, you know, because you get to see him banter for so many years with James May and, you know, the hamster and so on, people feel like they know him. And even more with this Clarkson's Farm show, people have really got to know this man very well. He's charismatic. He's only 64 years old, kind of young in political terms, really. He could make a, I mean, I'm not saying that Clarkson wants to do this. I'm just saying that he could become a very politically powerful force in British politics. I noticed that in one of his recent articles, he was actually signalling support for Nigel Farage, which is interesting because if you remember when Farage was running for reform in the election, he adopted a lot of country wear, kind of looked like he owned a farm, even though he didn't. He was a kind of in his Toad Hall mode with his flat cap on. So it's kind of, I don't know, I think this is something that is waiting to happen, and we're all we're all looking. I mean, there's been so many memes this week. A lot of people have said, the crown is in the gutter, pick it up, Jeremy. You know, everybody's waiting. Listen, there's a lot of potential with Trump in the White House and Starmer at an all-time low. Starmer is one of the most hated prime ministers I've ever seen. More hated than Thatcher, easily. I mean, he is just, nobody likes him. Nobody likes him whatsoever. He is toast. After Southport, the man is toast. And don't forget, there are other reasons that people hate him as well. You know, winter allowance. And this brings us on to what this story is about, which is that Clarkson has claimed in a sensational rant that the government, Rachel Reeves and Keir Starmer, have a sinister plan to ethnically cleanse British farmland. Now, let me just read you some of this article, because it's really kind of jaw-dropping when you read it. He says, Jeremy Clarkson has accused the government of ethnically cleansing the British countryside to make way for immigrant towns on farmland. The 64-year-old wrote in The Sun to criticise the inheritance tax extension proposed by Chancellor Rachel Reeves. Under the plan, inheritance tax threshold will be extended for two more years until 2030, allowing the first £325,000 of any estate to remain tax-free before being taxed at 40%, which is just eye-watering number. Farmers argue that they are bearing the brunt of a system that the mega-wealthy exploit to avoid paying tax. Will White, a farm sustainability coordinator at Sustain, told The Guardian that investors have been buying up farmland to take advantage of the tax system. Meanwhile, some farmers who have owned land for generations now face the possibility of their businesses becoming unsustainable due to this tax extension. This policy needs, and this is Clarkson talking now, this policy needs to find a way to distinguish between farmers working to provide public goods and nutritious food and wealthy individuals seeking a tax break. Clarkson has expressed his views in much stronger terms. The former Top Gear presenter, now a farmer himself, with his popular Clarkson's Farm series on Amazon, described Reeves's plan as an all-out war on the countryside. He went on to label it ethnic cleansing, a term typically associated with genocide. This is how the Evening Standard reported it, by the way. He wrote, I'm becoming more and more convinced that Starmer and Reeves have a sinister plan. They want to carpet bomb our farmland with new towns for immigrants and net zero wind farms. But before they can do that, they have to ethnically cleanse the countryside of farmers. That's why they had a budget which makes farming nigh on impossible. In relation to the previous story about inheritance tax, the government spokesman said, the government's commitment to our farmers remains steadfast. So that language from Clarkson is extraordinary. And it's really significant because he's talking openly about ethnic cleansing. He's talking about immigration as an attack, as an ethnic attack on the rural people of this country, the agricultural sector. And because it's Clarkson, every single newspaper has reported on it. It's been news everywhere. Every outlet, every newspaper has picked up on this specific language of ethnic cleansing. Now, this Labour government, and Starmer personally in particular, is already at rock bottom. You think I'm hyperbolising. A man like Clarkson, if he really, really digs in and decides to go to war with the government on this, honestly, I don't think anything could get much worse for Starmer than where he is right now. And especially if Clarkson makes mates with Farage, which he's intimated that he may be in the process of doing, and Farage gets on the blower to Trump, it could just turn very ugly for this government. And that makes me excited because, like everybody else in the entire country, every single person who will watch this video, I hate Keir Starmer. And I hate what he's doing to this country. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.